The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
If you have ever thought about going on a cruise, or maybe you've been on a cruise and you've been thinking about going again, you have to listen to this podcast because David Yesko, the cruise guru, is going to join us in just a few moments here. And he always brings his A-game. Whenever I have him on the podcast, he always is well-prepared. He's got deals for us. He's got all sorts of things. So I love when David's here. I will say, though, check the date of this podcast because the deals obviously don't last forever. And so you may be listening to this podcast 4 months after it was released. And there are still some great tips that will be timeless, but probably the deals that he gives us will not be timeless. But he also always updates his Twitter feed at cruiseguru_. And you can always find the latest up to the minute specials that different cruise lines will be having. But he's, you know what, he always, like I said, listen for his tips today. He'll be with us in just a few moments and also some deals. I want to just preface our second guest on the podcast today is a woman by the name of Samira Sullivan, and she's a matchmaker at a website called lastingconnections.net. First, I'm going to say she did not pay to be on the show. There's no endorsement on my part here at all. Someone actually suggested this might be an interesting topic because she sets up people who are traveling, who are looking for a companion. Let's say you are traveling to London and you'd like to see a play there in London or maybe have dinner and you don't want to do it by yourself and you're single. And you're a person of means because this is a paid service. This is what Samira does. And I thought, you know what, it might be interesting. We discuss all different kinds of things on Travel with Hawkeye. I'd like to, you know, just hear what she has to say and everything. So once again, she'll be our second guest on the podcast. And the reason I actually bring this up because I have traveled alone all over the world. I've traveled to Italy by myself. I've traveled to the Caribbean by myself. And a few times I've had just the best times. I met people when I was there. I was lucky and just had just a really great time. I went to Austria one time to ski. It was one of the best vacations I've ever had because I ran into people at the guest house from New Zealand, from Australia, from South Africa. And we just bonded. We had a great time. In fact, we even actually, the group of people that I met there, we even planned another vacation together. So it was one of the best vacations I ever had. But on the flip side of that, I've also been, for instance, I was in Florence all by myself. And after a couple of days, it really got kind of weary. I just was getting very, very lonely. I was in this beautiful city by myself. Now, with technology today, I'm married now, and I travel with my wife. But with technology today, I hear this story all the time. People will be on Twitter, on Tinder. They'll land in a city and they'll immediately go to their Tinder feed and try to find themselves a companion, a date, someone to spend some time with while they're in this foreign city. And I think, you know what? People are doing that. You know, maybe someone might be interested in another way to do this. So that's why I invited Samira on the show, and she'll be our second guest. But let's start off with David Yeskel. He's a travel journalist writing for 25 years on the cruise industry. He definitely is a cruise expert. He's known as the Cruise Guru. You can find him on Twitter. David, welcome to Travel with Hawkeye.
Great. Thanks for being here.
As the Cruise Guru, let me just start right off and ask, is this a good time to be going to the Caribbean, or are they closed for business for a while?
Actually, despite what you've heard, the Caribbean is open for business. So because of the perception that the Caribbean was knocked out of commission by the storms, a lot of people are avoiding booking it. But, you know, in reality, the Caribbean encompasses about 1 million square miles. And so there were a relative handful of ports that were knocked out of commission, like I'm sure you've heard about St. Thomas, San Juan, St. Croix, and St. Martin. But the bulk of the Caribbean ports are in operation, and the ones that were damaged are pretty much coming back online really by the end of this month. So there's still plenty of opportunity to book cruises for holiday travel when there wouldn't normally be by this time of the year.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yes. And are there deals to be had, too, because people aren't thinking about booking cruises in the Caribbean?
Yeah, so there are great deals to be had this year. And, you know, I just looked at a few. I have three that I looked at just recently, and these are kind of fluid, so they could change, but I'll just tell you about them quickly. So one is Carnival Freedom has a 7-day Caribbean round trip from Galveston on December 23rd, so that would be over Christmas week, of course, starting at $859, which is pretty good. Maybe the best bargain on my list is Holland America's Koenigsdam. This is their newest ship. Great features on board, great cuisine. It's doing a 7-day Caribbean Caribbean from Fort Lauderdale on December 20th, starting at $5.99. So that's really low price.
Wow.
That's great value.
You can't even stay at La Quinta in Dallas for that price for seven days.
Exactly. And so you get all your meals, your entertainment. And another one that I find that I found that I think is a really good value if people want to kind of move up to the next level is Oceana Cruises. So this is a considered an upper premium cruise line, smaller ships between 700 and 1,200 passengers. They have a Caribbean and Central American itinerary leaving from Miami 12 days on December 17th. So that it also goes over Christmas from $19.99 a person. And for this cruise line, that is a great value. This is they're considered the gourmet foodie cruise line. And just to give you an idea, they serve so much lobster on this cruise line that the company has their own lobster farm in Maine to supply their ships.
Wow. I'm blown away by these prices. And by the time you hear this podcast, depending on when you hear it, the deal may be there, may not be there. But definitely go check this out as soon as possible. Especially that one that's 7 days for $4.99. That's less than $100 a day. You can't get a hotel room for $100 a day.
Exactly. So I think really cruises, for people who aren't familiar with cruising, it really is the best value of vacation value. And it's really unmatched by a land-based vacation. So you get your transportation, of course, all your meals, your entertainment, and incredible service. You get a higher level of service than you'd get at a land-based vacation. So I don't think you can touch the value in a cruise vacation anywhere else.
If you do, if you haven't been on a cruise before, and you're going for the first time, how much extra money do you need to take on a cruise?
Yeah, so basically you need to figure on spending for alcohol, shore excursions, maybe some casino gambling if you want to do that on the ship, and shopping, of course. So anywhere from a couple of $100, and some people actually spend more than the price of the cruise in their onboard and off-ship spending. So it kind of all depends on what you like to do, but certainly you can keep it to a minimum. If you don't drink much, of course, and you don't gamble, you pretty much have everything you need on the ship, and it's included until you get off the ship, of course. And then even in some of these Caribbean ports, you can do the beaches on your own relatively inexpensively, take a taxi. So you don't have to necessarily buy a shore excursion from the ship. There are ways to do it more affordably and more easily.
Yeah, I remember I had my honeymoon in St. Martin, and we went one day down to I forget the name of the main town there, but it was where all the cruise ships came into the bay. And that was one of like the best beaches on the island. It was like, it was huge. The bay was huge and the water was absolutely gorgeous. And it cost nothing just to spend the day on the beach.
Exactly. Exactly. So people need to know they can do that. And certainly in these Caribbean ports, they're safe. It's easy to do. And you could just take a taxi or even walk in some cases from the ship to the nearest beach. It's easy to find that information. And certainly you can search on a lot of travel websites will provide information like that about what to do in port on your own. And it's certainly a lower cost and or inexpensive option.
All right. Now, what's new in the cruise line industry this year? Any interesting new ships coming on board?
Yeah, so there's a great new ship that's going to debut just next month called the MSC Seaside. So you may not be familiar with MSC Cruises, but you're going to start hearing about them a lot more. They're a really fast-growing, up-and-coming European cruise line that's making a big splash in North America by putting their newest ship, the MSC Seaside, into Miami for 7-day Caribbean sailings year-round, starting this December. So this ship is really cool. It's going to break the mold in a lot of ways. It's a mega ship, first of all, so about 5,000 passengers. On the top deck, they're going to have a multi-story aqua park with two high-speed racing water slides.
Wow.
Down lower, there's going to be two full-size bowling lanes. The ship will have 9 restaurants. A couple of other cool features, there's going to be this wraparound waterfront boardwalk with restaurant and bar seating outdoors, much closer to the sea than on other ships. So you really get more of a feeling than you're at sea. And I think the coolest new thing about this ship is this new technology they're introducing. It's called MSC for Me. Now, they're the first ones in the industry to do this. Everything aboard, it's going to connect you with everything aboard. So you're going to get this NFC-controlled bracelet that works with your tablet, with your phone, and with thousands of sensors on board to check you in and out easily. It'll give navigation help. It tracks your kids, let you know where your kids are, make restaurant reservations. And one of the cool things about it, it's going to learn as you go. So it learns and knows your preferences. For instance, say you're at the pool and you order a piña colada. tomorrow a waiter may come up to you and say, oh, Mr. Yeskel, would you like a pina colada again today? So that's the kind of information that's going to be available about you and for you to help you and to help the servers, of course, provide better service to you. So it's going to be this connected technology. This cruise line pioneered it. Other lines are doing something similar, but theirs is called MSC for Me, and it's going to be on their new ship, MSC Seaside.
Now, where are they? Where is their point of embarkment?
So this will be in Miami.
Okay.
So they're going to have a ship that's going to sail round trip 7 nights from Miami. They have another ship also in Miami called the MSC Divina that's been here for a couple of years. I've been on it. So their ships are beautiful looking, just this Italian design, kind of more of a European feel, great Italian food. And right now, they're a great value because they're not as well known as the other major cruise lines. But I think you're going to be hearing about MSC cruises a lot in the future.
Well, as you said before, this is a unique opportunity. That's often in the travel business. If there's some type of disaster, usually shortly after, as the areas are getting back on their feet, they often offer bargains to travelers to come back there. And as you said, this is a good time to be booking holiday cruises. Probably unprecedented, probably not very often that we get an opportunity like this to have a holiday cruise when we're really just a few weeks away from Christmas. So what are some of the tips that you would pass along to someone who's thinking, you know what, maybe I would want to book a cruise right now to get the best bargain?
Sure. Yeah. So a few tips that I have are try to travel slightly off peak. Maybe leave the week before Christmas, like the cruise I mentioned on the 17th or leaving on the 20th, or just after New Year's, just leading up to or after New Year's. Don't necessarily try to straddle both holidays in one cruise because that will probably either be sold out or pricier. You may want to look at some longer itineraries, 10 to 14 days, for instance. A lot of people don't have that much time off, so those may be more available and at a possibly better price. And then even though you may find a relatively inexpensive cruise, airfare this season is pretty tough, right? So
yeah.
Holiday airfare can get pricey. So there are close to home options that people can consider where they can drive in. For instance, there are a lot of options for cruising from Galveston, as you know. And from LA and San Diego, there are ships sailing to Mexico, Hawaii, through the Panama Canal. So people shouldn't necessarily forget about their close to home ports that they can drive to, because that may be the biggest savings of all. The cruise may be the least expensive compared to the air.
Yeah, I know. If you get a great deal out of Miami, and then you end up spending, you know, $1,000 for you and your spouse to go to Miami, you know. Yeah, it just eats up your budget there. All right. Now, Dave, before you go, you mentioned some great deals earlier. Is there a website we can go to? Do you have a website we can go to if we want to kind of check out deals? And I assume that you're updating that all the time with deals.
Yeah, so basically I tweet about all these deals from my Twitter feed. So on Twitter, I'm the Cruise Guru. You could just search me, the Cruise Guru, or David Yeskel. You'll find me. I tweet every day about deals, things going on in the industry, tips, great ships, new features coming up. That's the best way to find my stuff. You can also see all my stories on oceancruise.guru is my website. That's oceancruise.guru. But my Twitter feed is the most up to date. I'm the Cruise Guru.
That's fantastic. And by the way, there's a link too. If you just go to the Twitter feed, there's a link so you can find your website also. Yeah. David, really appreciate the time, and I hope there's a bunch of people out there listening right now who are thinking, you know what, this is the time to go on a cruise. We've always wanted to do it. There's some bargains out there. They're going to get to do it after hearing you.
Right. This is the time to do it, especially to the Caribbean, and now more than ever, they need your dollars. They need your tourism dollars. So they're waiting and would be happy to have you.
If for any reason you can't remember David Yeskel or the Cruise Guru or what his Twitter feed is, go to our website, travelwithhawkeye.net, click on blog for this episode, and I'll have links to David's website and his Twitter feed. And as he said, and this is very, very true, his Twitter feed is, he updates it every single day on bargains, so it's a great person to follow, especially if you're interested on going on a cruise in the very near future. But those bargains that he gave now, check the date of this podcast, because if you're listening to this 2 weeks after it
came out, the bargains may not be there, but there will be others at his Twitter feed. Well, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I invited Samira Sullivan from LastingConnections.net onto the show. This is not a paid deal. She's not paying to be on the show. I'm not getting any cut or anything. But, you know, I thought it might be interesting because a lot of people do travel by themselves, and this is one way for people of means, and I know there's some people of means out there, to perhaps not be alone in a foreign city. So welcome to Travel with Hawkeye, Samira.
Thank you so much.
And the reason I asked you, Samira, onto the show is there are a certain amount of people who listen to the show who travel alone. And sometimes when you travel alone, you have hopes of possibly meeting somebody in the city that you travel to. Sometimes those hopes aren't realistic, but there are things that you can do to make those hopes a little bit better. Would you not agree with that statement?
No, that's very true. When people are traveling, they want to meet other people, especially if they're traveling alone and they're single. They would like to meet other people, but it's scary when you're in different territory. If you're in a new territory, you know, you don't want to go on some website and meet people because it's not safe. And especially men who are wealthy and, you know, have a certain lifestyle and, you know, they don't want to attract someone who's going to steal from them or do all kinds of things that you've heard of out there. You know, there's all kinds of things that happen. So, you know, matchmakers can really help, you know, someone like me who has a very big network around the world with other matchmakers, you know, when a client is traveling a lot. You know, say he's in Sweden for a couple of days and then in London and then in Paris, you know, and he wants to meet people because he's going out there and possibly even start a relationship if it's the right person. I come in handy that way because I'm able to vet the women through other matchmakers. I'm able to interview them, screen them, make sure that they're, you know, legit, and then match them with the client.
Okay, so let's. I'm a little bit nervous about the term matchmaker and client. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page of what we're talking about here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about like, hey, you might travel to London, like you said, and you're tired of having dinner by yourself, and you meet someone who's also single to have a dinner. It's basically a date. That's all we're talking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure people listening are on the same page here. We're just talking about it's nothing more different than Match.com, except you're using a professional who finds people of common interests and common backgrounds who might enjoy each other's company.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. That's why I said the vetting process and screening and interviewing, because the biggest thing is on Match.com, you meet people, right?
Yeah.
You meet them and you see that their pictures and you see a bit of a profile. But you don't know if they are really going to be, you know, the person that you're seeing on the website. When you work with somebody like a matchmaker, it's just more thorough. You know, we're able to, like, do more vetting, background checks, things like that, to make sure that this person's legit and they look like their pictures. And we get to know a little bit more about them. You get to talk to them on the phone before you meet them, things like that. So it's just more thorough and detailed. So it's like Match.com, but better. You know, with more benefits.
Do both men and women come to you for your service?
Yes, we have different programs for women, and then we have different programs for men. I have other matchmakers who work for me, and we have programs for women, but I exclusively work with men for looking for a relationship.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Obviously, we're talking travel here. You know, a lot of people, like if you live in New York, you're looking for someone who lives in New York. But I specifically came to you because someone said to me, hey, you know what, Samira helps people out who travel, and you do that, do you not?
All the time. I mean, my clients are not just in New York. A lot of my clients, you know, spend half time in New York, half a year in L.A., half a year in New York, half a year in London. They travel quite often for work. You know, things like that. So most of my clients are traveling, and not just for work, also for pleasure. I mean, I have a very diverse clientele.
Okay. So if, say you are an executive, you're listening to this podcast, like, yes, you know what? I'm tired of traveling to London twice a year. I'm there for a few weeks each time. I'm tired of having dinner for myself. They would contact you. And then what would happen at that point?
So they would contact me. I would talk to them on the phone for about 45 minutes to kind of get to know what their goals are. What are they looking for? What do they want? You know, do they want a serious relationship? Do they want a companion when they're in London? Do you have a date with somebody and go to dinner and go to an opera or something like that? So, you know, it just depends. And so I talk to them, then I meet with them in person, and we go from there. So, you know, they have to also fill out a very detailed questionnaire about themselves and, you know, what they're looking for, things like that. And then once I meet with them, I decide, okay, this is a good person to take on as a client, because I do work with a number, a handful of clients each quarter. So I don't take on everyone.
And this is really for people of high net worths, would you not say, that to use your service?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And you're kind of matching people of similar backgrounds?
You know, most of the men that I'm, you know, I have men who are looking for, they're not looking for similar background. They're looking for somebody intelligent and beautiful and, you know, who has similar taste, similar lifestyle, you know, similar interests, things like that. But it doesn't have to be the same net worth or anything like that. Most men don't really care for that, but they want a woman who has passion for a career or what she does. You know, they don't want just anybody off the street.
I will say this. I've traveled a lot by myself. And when you're in another city, it is kind of, you maybe want to go to a play or something like in London or in New York. It always seems to me like it would be a lot more fun to go with somebody else than to go by yourself.
Yes. Somebody who can show you the city and will not, you know, will not slip something in your drink. Like somebody who is, you know, who's a legit person, who's a great person, who can show you around the city and can, you can have fun with. Like, that's, if when you're alone in a new city, it's lonely. And when you see it from somebody who's been there for a while and knows the city, it's so much better. It makes the whole experience just a lot more joyful. And I feel like that's one of the reasons, you know, people should have a companion when they're traveling, so they can see more.
So when someone contacts you and they go through the interview process, they tell you what they're looking for, what happens next for that that potential person?
So once they go through the interview, and then when I meet with them in person, everything goes well, then we basically get them started. We have different packages based on the client's interest, what they're looking for. And then, you know, once they get started, I start searching, you know, where they're going and what they're looking for. And we recruit for all of our clients. So then, you know, we have a pretty extensive database. We look into that and we start interviewing the girls. Even if we have interviewed the girls in the past, you know, we still call them and follow up with them, do an interview, and then we send profiles to the guys. Like, hey, here are the 5 profiles of girls. There's 2 girls in London that I think could be a really great fit. You would like them. They have similar interests, things like that. They look at the profiles. If they say yes, then I go ahead and introduce them to the woman, and then they talk to them on the phone, get to know them a little bit. And then they decide if they're going to meet in person or not. They are always giving me feedback. So once they're in contact, the girl gives me feedback. Hey, things are good. He contacted me. We went on a date. And then the guy, my client, will also give me feedback. So I stay involved in the process always, and they can always contact me if they need anything.
I think a much better way to find a mate is to look at your phone and look at a picture of somebody and have 2 lines and then just swipe left or right, because that's the way you can really find a good match.
You're laughing. You're joking, right?
Yes, I'm being a little facetious. But you know what? My point really is, I mean, you know, a lot of people are obviously using Tinder and stuff like that, and they're really, you know, the chances of finding, you know, someone that way is very interesting, kind of slim, because really you're going on basically a photograph that could be doctored, and
exactly,
and you're really going on just like 2 lines, like, hey, you know, I like tigers, and that can be it.
You know, exactly, like you 2 people. There's no human intuition in these apps. You're not really having a connection. And I feel like that's why a lot of people are single and lonely today, is because of these apps, because we're not making that connection, the human connection that we used to make when we went to a grocery store, when we went out, you know, we looked in the eyes of other people, we talked, we had a conversation. I think people are not doing that anymore. And I feel like that's what's really keeping them, preventing them from finding the right person. So when a matchmaker is involved, you know, I'm doing a lot of work for the clients, making sure that they're a good fit and they'll have a good time. You have a better chance of having success that way versus just going on 10 dates off of Tinder and 8 of them being really bad dates.
Well, let me give people your contact information. If people want to contact you, Samira, they say, you know what, maybe this is something I'd like to try. First of all, there is a cost to this. It's not, you know, just out of the goodness of your heart. You pay for your time, correct?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, okay. So how would people contact you if they would be interested in this?
It's lastingconnections.net, www.lastingconnections.net. and they can fill out a form and reach me. Or they can reach me directly at Samira, S-A-M-E-E-R-A, at lastingconnections.net.
Is there testimonials on your site of people who've used, yes. used it before? Oh, there actually are. I see them right now. There they are. All right. Like, this may not be for everybody. It might be for somebody. But you know what? We talk about all different things when we talk on a travel show. And I know that, you know, traveling by yourself sometimes, it might be something you might be interested in. So I thought I would have Samira. Samira, continued success with Lasting Connections and your quest to bring people together.
Thank you so much. You have a great day, Mark.
Hopefully today on the podcast, you either got a great deal on a cruise or B, you won't be in London alone next time you go there. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. I want to thank my guest, David Yeskel, the Cruise Guru. You can find him at cruiseguru_ on Twitter and also oceancruise.guru. And also Samira Sullivan from lastingconnections.net. And you can find also them at travelwithhawkeye.net on our blog if you cannot remember. We want to thank everybody for making us part of your podcast experience. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits. This has been the Travel with Hawkeye podcast.